But welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, and this is our loan officer sales training that we do every weekday at 12 p.m. Eastern. And today we're going to be talking about selling with social media. Let me go ahead and change my screen here, and let's talk about it. Okay, so social selling here. First of all, before you go out there and try to use social media, we talked about this on the marketing training and the branding training. If you haven't seen those, definitely check them out. Very important here and applies to what we're talking about here today. Profile optimization. A lot of people don't even, you know, tackle this before they go out there and try to, get business, right? So first off, compliance. Remember, it needs to be compliant. If you're at the Mortgage Calculator, we have article in the Knowledge Center, tells you exactly what you need to have on everything, and it needs to be compliant. Your links, your link on your social media, most social media pages give you one link, right? You know, to put in the bio or whatever it is. And that link should definitely be your application page on your website, right? So on your Mortgage Calculator website, that should be your application link that goes straight there so they can, you know, apply and it goes into your CRM and all that kind of good stuff automatically, right? So you always want to make sure you have the correct link there and your bio. Now, again, talked about it on the branding training. Your bio should represent you, right? What do you specialize in? What do you actually, do? You know, some actual info about yourself, not just like your company name that, loan officer at the Mortgage Calculator or whatever, right? Like we need to put a little bit of personality into it and brand into it, because especially when we're talking about, because right now we're not talking about advertising on social media, we're talking about using social media to sell. So we're talking much more organic things here today. And so when you're trying to go out there and be organic and genuine, you need a genuine bio, right? You need a genuine profile that looks genuine, feels genuine, and is not just like, hey, I'm a loan officer and I'm on here spamming people, right? Like you want it to actually have personality, which, is consistent with everything we're going to be talking about here today. And building the personal brand, right? Your page should look and feel like your brand. Right? It should look and feel how you want it to feel, how you want people to see you, how you see yourself, and the what you want to portray, right? And guess what? Even if you haven't done a million of one type of loan, but if you've done some of those loans and you want to specialize in it, then you can put that you're a specialist, right? You don't have to have done 10,000 loans, but you can put that's what you focus on, right? If commercial is your thing and you've done some commercial loans and you like the commercial world, you don't have to be scared to say, oh, well, I haven't done 1,000 commercial transactions yet, so I shouldn't put that I'm a commercial specialist or whatever. I mean, feel free to identify with what your brand is, what you want your brand to be. I wouldn't say almost fake it till you make it, not really fake it, but you don't have to have done 10,000 loans to want to specialize in something and to brand that you specialize in something if that's what you focus on. And to do that, you need to find what it is that you do want to specialize in. Now, here at the Mortgage Calculator, all of our loan officers, although we can specialize in certain things, obviously we have everything under the sun, right? That's our whole deal, is to have every program you could ever imagine. So, focusing on something or specializing in something doesn't mean that you're shutting other things out, right? We're still going to be able to do any loan for any type of person. We're always going to be looking for any loan for any type of person. But it's always good to have some kind of niche, some kind of specialty, something that you identify with that you can build your personal brand around. And then that brand should show up in your bio, in your pictures, and of course, again, you should have a compliant profile. So it should also show up in your content, right? So content should be posted daily. It should be posted consistently on your social media. Now, what's really awesome here at the Mortgage Calculator is we do a good base job of that for you. When you connect your social media, we post compliant posts to your page every single day automatically. The links in that post automatically link to your site to generate leads for you. So that's pretty cool what we have going on, but that's really just the basics, right? Because we're just talking about, you know, we can't make a video for you, right? Like, you know, we're talking about posting, you know, flyers for products or different ads to engage people, right? That's what we can do, but we can't do individual things like you can, right? We can't actually engage our audience personally like you can. So, you know, use us, you know, the two posts a day that we make as a base to know that you're getting some, you know, promo posts out there, that you're every day putting out products that we have and all that kind of stuff. But you should be adding to that with actual personal, you know, content, right? Now, tons of different ways to make personal content. You know, I really encourage everyone to, when it comes to this, listen to Gary Vee, right? Because, you know, and I've talked about him being a good motivational speaker before, but I would definitely recommend to listen to him because, you know, not only is he, you know, really understand how all this works, but one of his biggest things is to just do it. Like your content, people get in the mindset of content needing to be something perfect and they need some kind of lighting set and some kind of exact thing to know how to do. And if they don't do something perfectly, I mean, this is social media. The whole point is to not be set up, right? So of course we'll have some like professional videos as a company type thing, but this is your social media. It's not supposed to be a production. It's supposed to be you being genuine on a daily basis, right? So it's, don't think you need a freaking camera crew and lighting set just to make some content every day, right? Especially if you're out and about, then you should be able to make content all day, especially if you're out and about at meetings about real estate, especially those of you that are realtors too. I mean, if you're a realtor and a loan officer, you should have enough things to do every single day to where you're out actually doing things and being able to post that. Also, again, talk about it all the time. Events, when you go to an event, it's just important to post about it, just as important to post about it as it is to actually go to the event itself. So daily content creation, we do the base work for you of posting, you know, two basic posts that are to generate leads, but you have to post the post to engage the people so that they then see the ads that, you know, the posts that are going to turn them into a lead, right? But posting things that are going to convert people into a lead doesn't do any good if there's no new people there. And to get the new people there, we want to actually be out there putting out content consistently, tagging it correctly, hashtagging it, tagging other people that are in the post so that we get that viral action going on. Also, knowing engagement techniques on social media. So, you know, if you're really trying to get, you know, here's the thing about social media engagement and what we're talking about here today. Again, we're not talking about ads here. We're talking about natural engagement. The thing is that it's such a powerful thing if you can get it to a certain point, right? Because it's free and it keeps going and building on itself. So it's kind of like the flywheel where it takes a whole lot to ramp up. But once it does, if you get things going a little bit, not to say you have to go viral, right? We're loan officers. We don't have the most compelling content in the world. But the point here is that when you start to get that following, when you start to get upstreamed and start to be shown to new people because you're doing the right things on the back end, well, that is free advertising, right? And that's what's so amazing about it is you can get hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of advertising that you would normally have to pay Facebook to get in front of these people on Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is, and or, you know, TikTok. And it's a way to just multiply $0 into hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of free advertising. Because we advertise every day to show up on people's feeds on these platforms. But if you just put in the work to make the good content, to do it every day, day in, day out, you know, it adds up to where it eventually will turn into exponentially growing free advertising. That's when it starts to pay off. You're not going to see the payoff when you start posting content each day and think, oh man, I've been posting things for a whole week and nobody's reached out to, you know, to buy something. It's not the one-to-one, right? You're building this and it's going to just, by the time it starts to really happen, you know, it starts to, all the messages are going to start flooding in. But it's, you know, like I said, it's just like that starting the flywheel motion, right? It's going to take a lot of push in the beginning. So if you want to take this serious and actually go for the gusto, which is hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of free advertising to generate you, you know, potentially millions of dollars in business, you know, you want to do things on the back end like comments that are going to engage people. It seems so simple. Look, there's just one bullet point under there. Very simple, comment on people's posts, like people's posts, make sure you comment back to everybody who comments on you. I know a lot of you probably know this, but some of you may not be as familiar, which the next point here, talking about the algorithms, you know, it all of this makes a huge, huge difference in the algorithms. If you comment and then somebody comments back and then you comment back and then you comment back, they know that there's engagement going on. There's conversations going on. And that makes a huge difference on all of your posts, on your profile. It's one of the strongest things you can do to improve the algorithm, right? Which is what we're trying to do here, right? All we're trying to do on these social media platforms is to catch, you know, our wave in the algorithm, right? We're just trying to get the algorithm to treat us favorably because that's what gives us it. That's the difference between our profile sitting there with nobody looking at it and getting a bunch of free promotion, right? All we're doing is trying to, you know, ride the algorithm, and we know how to do it. That's one of the things too that, you know, Gary Vee talks about. And by the way, all of this stuff that we do, all of our different trainings and shows and all this kind of stuff and all of our social media stuff, a lot of that is driven from Gary Vee, right? And us embracing his philosophies for many years now. And, you know, we saw him speak in person a little bit ago as well, and that was really cool. But, you know, we know how to do this. You just have to actually go do it. So you just have to actually make the posts, and they don't have to be perfect. They don't have to be big productions, but you actually have to start doing it because that's what the algorithm wants. And it doesn't want you to come out of nowhere and all of a sudden and show you to everyone. It wants to show people, it wants to show everyone somebody who's been posting content multiple times per day for a year. And then it's like, okay, this is a real account. They're starting to get good action. People are commenting. They're commenting back. They're engaging. I mean, it's really not rocket science. You know what you would want if you were a social media platform. You would say, oh, well, what do we want to show and highlight? Because that's what a social media platform is. They're deciding what you see, right? No matter who you follow, they decide what you see from who you follow and when you see it. And so if you were a social media platform, you'd say, yeah, I want to show it to like the real people who are like really interested in engaging and posting every day, and people are engaging with them. Like that's what I want to show to, right? I want natural, real people that are engaging, that's actually a part of the platform. I don't want to just show somebody, oh, who posted five times, all of a sudden I'm going to make this post go viral, you know, because they just posted their fifth post, but they haven't contributed anything to this community. This is all a whole big community thing, right? And now with Meta, it's not just Facebook, but it's also Instagram and other platforms, right? So it's not, you know, rocket science. You guys all know what you would want if you owned Facebook. You'd want to show the free, because they know that you make money, right? Every person that they upstream in any type of way to show other people, meaning starting to go viral, getting the social effect, they know that they're giving you money. They're handing you money, especially nowadays. There's more money involved in social media advertising than anything, right? So they're giving you free money. So who do they want to give free money to? Those of you who are on here that have posted one time in the past month and don't comment on other people's posts or like other people's posts or follow other people or engage with other people? Or are they going to want to give it to the person who's been posting three posts a day for the last year, commenting with people, engaging people, having conversations back and forth on their posts, on the other people's posts, I mean, it's really a no-brainer when you think about it. They're only going to reward people who are rewarding them, who are on their platform, engaging, making their platform a better place. Why do they want to give you free money if you're not making their platform a better place? So take a big step back. You don't have to be an expert to know the algorithms. You don't have to be a professor to know all of this stuff. Big top level, just be genuine and engage and contribute to the platform. If you want the platform to show you love, you've got to show the platform love, right? It goes both ways. And these are gigantic companies, and they're not going to be in the business of giving away free money to somebody who just decided to post a couple of posts, right? They're going to reward the people who are contributing to the community day in, day out, making it a better place, making other people engage with it. And so just keep that in mind. You don't have to dissect this like it's rocket science. Just in general, if you do that, you will be successful. If you're genuine, if you're engaging, and guess what that all takes? It takes time. But the other option is to pay money, right? So if we're going to utilize social media, there's two ways to do it. There's only two ways. There's no other way to do this. There's two ways. You can spend money on ads, or you can spend time on organic. There's no other secret weapon. There's nothing else. Absolutely no other way around it. You either spend your money and let them advertise whatever you want for you, or you spend your time building up this organic thing. And it takes years sometimes, and it takes dozens of hours a week sometimes, right? Or a month, I mean. So, you know, again, either time or money. Now, if you don't have the time to do all this, that's fine. Just buy leads, right? If you'd rather just spend the money, just buy lead packages and advertise to the people on social media and get them to become a lead. But if you're not spending an advertising budget, or you don't have one at the moment to spend, then this is what you should be doing and focusing on. But you should understand that it's going to take a long time, and it's going to take many hours of actually putting in work to make it happen. Nothing is free. People don't just put something out and all of a sudden it goes crazy on social media. It's never their first post, right? You might know somebody who went viral, or these people who have tons of fun. It doesn't happen from their first post, right? So it's going to take time. It's going to take energy. It's going to take effort. It's going to take getting out of your comfort zone and filming yourself and filming when you're going to places, and maybe actually getting out of the house to go to events that you would have never gone to in the first place, but you're trying to get that content. These are all things that are going to help you at the end of the day. So again, I want to keep it pretty short here today, but just top level. Remember, the big takeaway here from today is just, it's, you know, very simple. Show the platform love and it will show the love back if this is what you're trying to do. If you're not trying to do all of this, then this can be your, maybe the clear cut calling to say, I'm just going to let Mortgage Calculator post the regular stuff on my social media so that I'm just covered to at least have action going on, and I'm going to buy leads, right? Because I don't want to spend my time doing this. But it's either or. If you're not buying leads, you should definitely be investing your time in this. If you don't want to invest your time in this, you should definitely be buying leads. Either way, you can use social media to sell. So I don't see any questions. So let's go ahead and wrap it up. Remember, 12 p.m. Eastern, we do this show every weekday. So we'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. I forget what the topic is tomorrow, but it's a good one, I'm sure. So we'll see everybody tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, for the next episode of the Loan Officer Sales Training with the Mortgage Guy.